What has your experience been with the rash, and does anything help?
Not really. The rash is a real thing. It's a real phenomenon. We're teaching patients to expect it in some crazy way, to want it, because, of course, the higher degree of rash, the more likely they are to be benefiting from the therapy. So some patients come back excited that they've got some rash. But it is a problem. It can be very itchy. It can be, of course, disfiguring. Not permanently, it goes away, but make it tough for you on the dating scene, that's for sure. So it'd be hard to hide from work, that kind of thing. Many people are getting dermatologists involved early in the management of the rash. I personally find that dose adjustments, dose modifications are the best. To not give up on the drug early, the rash tends to be quite intense the first month or two, and then tends to fade and look more like a dark set of freckles than it is an acneiform rash. So those patients who are benefiting, who are responding to the treatment, their rash tends to quiet over time and become a lot less angry looking, a lot less visible from across the room. So my general recommendation is kind of stick it out.
How long does it take to go away, or does it go away when you stop the cetuximab?
Yeah, it goes away fairly quickly, actually, once you stop the medicine. Within a week or two, it really has quieted down quite a bit, which is why even a week off of the therapy can be enough to quiet the rash.
What's the difference between the rash with these agents compared to what you see with the TKIs like erlotinib?
It's a little different, I think. These rashes are angrier looking. They're more pustular, more diffuse. I've seen the phenomenon where they sort of march from head to foot. They start on the face and chest, move to body and arms, and then ultimately I've seen patients with it go all the way down to feet and toes. So it is an angrier rash, a little bit more itchy, and a little bit more persistent.